A fading celebrity takes a black market drug, a cell-replicating substance that temporarily creates a younger, better version of herself. This is the plot synopsis of The Substance. It's a 2024 film that ran for 2 hours and 21 minutes. The film had an estimated budget of $17.5 million, and so far, worldwide, since opening September 22nd, it has grossed $43.4 million. It stars Demi Moore as the aging celebrity Elizabeth, Margaret Qualley as Sue, Dennis Quaid as Harvey. This primarily centered around the two females in the film. Demi Moore was kind of an exercise expert and she was very famous. She was aging and wanted to be younger. There was, I guess, ads for this thing called The Substance. It was supposed to make you younger, feel better, and your better self. So she decides to go ahead and inject this substance into her body. And what happens as a result of that, essentially, it's kind of like when a snake or a reptile molts, their skin kind of peels off. It was similar to that, except in this one, her spine kind of split open and a young, beautiful adult female came out of her body, just literally crawled out of her body and sews her spine back up because they had to keep her alive. There were two different people, but they were the same person. So they're kind of connected some kind of way. So it was really confusing, but how it was supposed to work. So the idea was that she could be that younger, youthful self. She could be Sue for 7 days, and then she would have to switch back to being Elizabeth for the next 7 days, and you had to keep switching in order to keep it going. The problem is, as I go into spoiler territory, Sue kind of assumes her role, and Elizabeth gets fired from her job. Sue takes her place. She gets more and more famous, and she needs more time than just the 7 days, and so she starts doing things that you're not supposed to do when you're on this substance. In other words, she was extracting more spinal fluid than was allowed, and she was injecting it back into herself so that she could stay extra days. And as a result of that, Elizabeth started having necrotic tissue growing over her body, and it was because of what Sue had done. So there was this kind of struggle between Sue and Elizabeth through the whole thing. And you have Harvey, was played by Dennis Quaid, was their boss, and he was really slimy. And that was one of the things I wanted to talk about, was in the film they show him slurping oysters and things. It was just, they kind of zoomed in on all these disgusting things, and I think that was one of the points that they were trying to make with the film. Everything was kind of slimy and gooey and ucky and gross, and a lot of the stuff that they were doing, and maybe that was a parallel to the entertainment community. I don't know, but I guess the point is you shouldn't really be chasing your youth. You're young for a while, you grow old, it's life, right? You can't go back. But as the story progressed, Sue got more and more greedy. She wanted to be full-time. They were offering a job to do something on New Year's Eve, and she wanted to be there. She was just sucking the juice out of Demi Moore and injecting it into herself over and over and over again until Demi Moore turned into this thing that was unrecognizable, just this grotesque blob of skin and grossness. It's the only way I could describe it. I forget the exact events, but they end up both being awake or conscious at the same time, and they end up having this epic fight. So you have this blob-looking, gross-looking Yoda thing, or Jabba the Hutt looking thing, fighting a pristine looking young youthful girl. Of course, you know who's gonna win that battle. So Sue ends up killing Elizabeth. She just beat the pulp out of her. So there's this gross fight that happened. Anyway, then Sue was able to continue going on living her youthful life, except there was a problem. The whole way it was working was she had to switch. She had to rest. In other words, she had to be Elizabeth. But since she couldn't, as she was preparing for this New Year's Eve show, some of her teeth started falling out and she's starting to freak out, and then her ear falls off and she's like, oh, I gotta go back home. And she remembers there's some of the substance in the vial left in the bathroom that she hadn't injected ever. And so you're wondering, oh, can this thing go on forever and ever? This whatever, the youthful spawn that came out of Elizabeth, could just maybe inject herself with the substance and start the process all over again. So that's what she was going to try to do. Unfortunately, how it worked was after she did the injection, the spawn that came out of her looked like Elizabeth, but only worse. Like her head was sticking out of her side, her arms were growing in places that there were like boobs hanging down where there shouldn't be. And it was just this really anomalous looking creature. It was weird. It was just really, really strange. So this is classified as a horror film. I didn't realize going into this, I thought this was going to be a serious take on an aging person trying to look younger and taking some kind of a substance, maybe seeing what the results of this, but this turned out to be a horror film. It was just gross in the end, but I found myself captivated to watch it. I was like, what is going to happen? Anyhow, that was pretty much, there was nudity in this from both Demi Moore and the younger girl, Margaret Qualley. Dennis Quaid was disgusting in this. Everything was disgusting. This whole thing, I guess, was really strange. I didn't expect the film to go this direction. Having said that, I was enthralled and interested the whole time through, and I give The Substance 3 stars for that reason. It's not your typical horror film, but I thought it was entertaining, but dumb.